sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Thursday, May 15th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Carla Wagner, the founder of AskMyTax.org. That is the website and the effort. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, Randy. Can we hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. I wanted to have you on today because you officially launched the petition drive on April 1st. We are now getting finally warmer weather. You're ever able to travel around the state of Michigan. You have the petition sheets. You're sending them out to captains in each county. But you have a couple of events coming up this next week here in northern Michigan. But before we go down that road, I want to ask you, I'm looking at your website, axmytax.org, and the number of events and places. My God, girl, how many miles are you putting on your car?
A lot. A lot. I don't even want to know. I don't want to know. I know it gets thirsty, though.
Yeah, it does.
A lot of gas.
Yeah. So how are these events going when you go out and speak to the people?
You know what? The end result is always really good. I'm always very optimistic. After I get done with the presentation and I can explain to people how and why we need to totally eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan, we have township officials, county officials that are actually circulating the petition for us. They understand it. Once we go through the whole process, the explanation of, you know, it's difficult because you're dealing with a township, a county, and a state budget.
Sure.
All three of those entities get money from our property taxes, and we have to figure out how are we going to make this happen, you know, without defunding our essential services, right? Our petition actually provides revenue for essential services and then protects that revenue. So it can only be used for essential services. That's people's number one fear, police and fire. That's their number one fear. So we can prove to them that we can fund them, that we'll protect that funding. Our schools will be fine because the public schools get money from tons of other taxes besides our property tax. So it's just an understanding. It's an educational process more than anything. And that's why it's so important to do all of these meetings, Randy, where I can actually go out and talk to people in person and answer the questions that are important to them. So, yes, now, lots to do.
One of the things you mentioned, schools. Can you touch on that a little bit so people can understand?
Yep. You know, that is, yes, because the local school millages, which I will tell you this past May 6, when there was school millages all across the state of Michigan, 30% of them got cut down, right? Why? Because people can't afford them. People can't afford the millages. People are starting to become educated. They know they're learning that their local school millages do not educate the kids. local school millages have nothing to do with education. It's building in sight and playground equipment, football fields, you know, mm-hmm. it's past debt.
Yep.
But at this, we pay, you know, our state income tax pays schools, our sales tax, some of that money goes to schools, the lottery, the real estate transfer tax, the use tax, corporate business tax, so much of that, those other taxes we pay also help fund the schools. So that's what people don't realize. They think that if we don't pay property tax, the schools will close. That's not true. It's the schools need to learn to budget just like everyone else needs to
exactly.
learn how to budget. And
exactly.
I will tell you, Randy.
Yeah, hold that thought. Okay. Hold that thought, yep. Carla. We're up against a hard break. We're
sure.
speaking with Carla Wagner. She's going to be up here in North Country here next week. We're going to get into all that. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds. I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Joining us, staying on through the break, is Carla Wagner, the founder of AskMyTax.org, the website, the petition drive. And let's back up just a little bit, Carla, before we get into where you're coming to this next week here in Northern Michigan at these various events. Explain the overall process what you're having to do as far as collecting signatures, the numbers, what we're doing for all 83 counties. Explain the process to the people.
Okay. Can you hear me again?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. I'm a little ignorant when it comes to technology.
That's okay. You're doing great. You're doing great.
So this is a citizens initiative petition, which means that if we collect enough signatures across the state of Michigan, which is 600,000 in 180 days, we can get this on the ballot and then have the opportunity to vote to eliminate property tax. And when that happens, they have to put it into law. It doesn't have to have the legislative approval, and it does not have to have the governor's approval. This is a citizens initiative petition. So we have spread petitions out across almost every county in the state of Michigan, got them into the hands of captains who have dribbled them down to the circulators who have signed up on the website to help us collect these signatures. And then as they go out and collect signatures, they're educating more and more people, which is exactly what we need to do. It's a grassroots statewide effort. It takes a lot of people because we don't have the money for billboards and other advertising and TV commercials and all that kind of stuff. So word of mouth, collect the signatures, get them turned in. We will turn them into the Secretary of State. They will go through and scrub them, so it's very important we do them correctly. And then we'll know if it's going to be on the ballot for November 2026.
Now, this is done county by county. This is not done by township or city or village. This is county petition sheets.
Yes, it is. So if you live in I live in Kent County, if I collect signatures in Kent County, I would put them on a sheet that has Kent on the top. And then if I run across people that are from Ottawa, I would start a new sheet and put Ottawa County on the top of that sheet. You know, there's a blank line specifically for the county name. It's really easy. It's really easy.
Now, in this process, you mentioned that 180-day window. Officially, you launched April 1st. So basically right now, your window would be, I believe, through September 30th.
I think it's like September 26 or September 27. I have to go back and figure what day they exactly start and end us on, but I think it's 26 or 27 of September.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, in that process, once somebody gets a sheet filled out, there's 10 signatures per page. You want that sheet returned to the county captain, correct?
Yes, that is the best way to do it, or return it to whoever you got it from. So, and then in some counties, if people go to the website, axmitax.org, they can look by county. If there's a signing location, like a business in their county, they can bring them there as well.
Absolutely.
Get them to the county captain, get them to whoever you brought it from, and they will get them to me.
Yep. Well, I volunteered to be the county captain here in Antrim.
Yes, you did.
Well, I've already spoke with Richard Frisky of Frisky's Farm Market. They've hosted you in the past. They are a signing site as well, and that's where people can go and return their sheets once they fill them out. Once they get them from them, they fill them out, they get them signed. They can sign the bottom as a circulator. They can return them to Frisky's Farm Market. This is actually happening in every county across the state, basically.
That is correct. And, you know, we're going to have people at the Blessing of the Bikes in Baldwin this weekend. We have Garrett Saldano, Ryan Kelly, and Kevin Rinke hosting an event in Comstock Park. There'll be people there. There's the Amish Acres in Clare, I think. That's happening this weekend. And there's just everywhere, anywhere and everywhere that the county captains, the county captains know their counties. I do not. I know Kent and Ottawa. County captains know their counties. They know where the hot spots are. They know the best places to go to get the most signatures possible.
Well, we're excited because you're taking the time to come up here to Northern Michigan on Monday. She's going to be at three different locations starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. The former Straits Land Resorter newspaper, 3636 South Straits Highway there in downtown Indian River. That's at 10 o'clock. Then at 1 o'clock, she's going to Sheboygan. She's going to be hosting an event there at Mulligan's Restaurant, located at 320 North Main Street, Sheboygan. And then 6 o'clock, She's going to the Presque County Republican Party's monthly meeting. That's going to be 6 o'clock at the Lighthouse Restaurant, located at 377 North 3rd Street in Rogers City. Dar Olson put together the flyer to be able to get a hold of her if you have any questions. But, Carla, basically, you're going to be putting on the exact presentation at all three locations. You'll have sheets with you. You'll be working with your county captains for these counties. This is basically your mode of operandi. This is what you're doing per the website when you go to these events.
That is correct. I'm trying to do as basically a full presentation because it takes a lot for people to fully understand what we're trying to do, and it's tough for them to get behind it until they understand it. But once they do, then they're educated and they can speak better about it to other people to convince other people that they should sign up and eliminate property tax too. It's really interesting, Randy, because lately we've had a couple of our legislators in Lansing have written some bills. One was to eliminate the state education tax on our property tax bill, which would fund schools. That would be for homeowners only, but it's a start, right? Because, and then we have another one that has written a bill to eliminate property tax for seniors. The people in Lansing are starting to realize how bad we are off financially, and the financial stress that we're under, and the fact that people just cannot pay this anymore. And property tax is the only tax that we do pay that is at the risk of losing your home, your farm, or your business. It needs to stop. That plain and simple, it just needs to stop.
Well, very simply, Carla, you don't pay your taxes for, I believe, 3 years. It goes into basically tax forfeiture, and they literally foreclose on your property.
Yeah. I hear stories all the time, Randy. It's heartbreaking because people text me, email me, call me, send me emails of what has happened in their life or their family's lives, how devastating it is. And I understand where the townships and the counties think if we pull their money away from them that it's going to be devastating for the municipalities. But they will survive because they'll always find another way to get that money from us. But we as people, we won't survive. We won't survive. You lose your house, what options do you have? You lose the family farm, what's your options? You lose your business and go into bankruptcy, what are you going to do? How do you start
right
over from that? It's
exactly
very difficult, very
yep
difficult.
Well, you know, here in Northern Michigan, and one thing that drives me crazy, Carla, you're very familiar with this, being a realtor yourself, this non-homestead property taxes. A lot of our resort homes up here, retirement homes, vacation homes, summer homes, they're all being taxed non-homestead, which basically doubles your property taxes. Businesses pay non-homestead. I mean, the tax structure system has gone completely bonkers in this state, and it's got to be eliminated, and this would actually force Lansing to figure out how to deal with it. Once we get it on the ballot, it passes, then they're forced to figure it out.
We need to put all levels of government on a diet, just like President Trump is doing at the federal level. There is waste at the state level, the county level, and the township level. And unfortunately, Randy, we're the ones that are paying for that frivolous spending. And the government is outspending our means. We can no longer afford our government.
Well, the other component to this, Carla, and I just want people to understand, I don't believe there isn't any other state in the country that has eliminated property tax. Is that a correct statement?
That is correct at this time. There is no state that does not have a property tax of some sort. But you know what, Randy? Across the United States, there are multiple states talking about it. In fact, our very good friends, Leonard and Brian down in Ohio, just passed the first step. You'll have seen them in the news. They are working on total elimination of property tax in Ohio. Governor DeSantis is working on it in Florida. There's multiple other states that are doing this as well to some degree. Maybe not totally like what we are, but Michigan is in the worst situation of all of those states. That's why such an extreme times calls for extreme measures. Because well, Michigan is at the bottom of the pile in everything, everything.
Well, I believe, Carla, it's the main reason why we are seeing a declining population. We're overtaxed. We're overregulated. Lansing is completely out of control. I just did the Senate budget proposal, $86 billion, 3% increase over last year's budget. And the things that they're putting money toward is just unbelievable. They don't get it. They don't understand. And I think ultimately this is a way that we the people can finally take back and actually fix our state by becoming part of your effort.
We have to, Randy. We have to, or we might as well all move. We might as well all move out of the state of Michigan because it is declining so rapidly that they're going to keep taxing us. You can see the governor, you can see the Senate, the House, they're all wanting to raise taxes, you know, to replace the lost revenue from all of the people and businesses they've chased out of Michigan. We're all just going to end up having to pay more until we can't afford it, and that there's going to be another flood and another flood and another flood of people out of the state.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can go to the website. It's very simple, axmitax.org. Simply click on volunteer, check and see if they already have the county there. When you put in your county, your name, your phone number, your email address, what you would like to do. If you want to help the county captain, you can do county captain. If you just want to collect signatures, you can circulate. Click on whatever. Get the information to Carla. She then puts it on a spreadsheet and emails it to us county chairs. And then we know who wants sheets. I just got three people texting me. They want sheets. They want me to bring them to a county commissioner's meeting tonight. This is how it works, Carla. Word of mouth, getting the information out there.
You know what, Randy? That's absolutely right. And people trust other people. You know who's in your sphere of influence, right? And those people trust you. They trust you that you've done your research. You believe in this cause, and they're gonna do it because you tell them to, and they know you. So the more word of mouth spreading of the message, the better it'll get. And it is getting better. And we're getting out there. Like you said, we're in pretty much almost all 83 counties. We have a few tiny little counties. We're not in there yet, but we will be.
Absolutely.
We're going to do it.
Yep, absolutely. Well, the other good thing about it, thank God, the Tigers are winning and the sun is shining. We've got nice weather. You're going to be up here on Monday. And also, you've got another event scheduled for the airport up in St. Ignace, I believe.
Yes. Is that
the
on
22nd,
Thursday?
The 22nd. Yeah, maybe? 6:30 to 8:30 at the airport.
Yeah, Donna Dutcher is hosting me up there at the airport, so I will be driving up there. And then in June, from like June 12 to June 19, I will be spending pretty much a week in the UP, just trying to crisscross across the UP starting out.
Yep.
In Delta, ending up in Marquette, and hitting as many places as I can up there, because the UP is very important to us as well. Not
yep.
highly populated, but those folks have something to say, and we need to listen to them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, if you'd like more information on this, just text me AX. That's all you got to send me. I'm creating a folder in my phone. I'll send you the flyer that Dar Olson put together for Monday and also the airport information on the 22nd. Carla, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate everything you're doing for us.
God bless you, Randy. I appreciate you.
God bless you, too. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source